Hey, Winnipeg, what's up? This is Josh from Hemingway's, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM. Tell the band to go home.
Man, welcome. Holy cow, that's loud. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home, the show where the mics are sometimes way too loud when you push that button. My name's Jeff, here till, that shouldn't be on. We're here a little longer today. We're here till 5 o'clock today. Connor's not going to make it down for Dagwood Radio, so we're going to stick around, and we're going to play some songs after Dietmar's in bed, and it's going to be good. So stick around, as long as you can. We'll have some fun. It is Tell the Band to Go Home. I don't know if I said that. UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. Good to be here, as always. Always a ton of fun. And, we got lots of stuff today, including our preview of the best festival in the land. And these days, it's pretty much the best festival lineup I think I've seen of Haldim this year. It's one of those years, you know, sometimes the festivals in Canada, they seem to have an off year where there's nothing really too exciting. And this seems to be one of those years, but not in Ear Falls, Ontario. The Trout Forest Music Festival is looking strong as always, and best bang for your buck in Canada. Featuring our friends the May Hemingways, who kicked off the show, and you'd think after seeing this band so many times that I wouldn't be that excited to see them again, but I can't wait. I can't wait to see them a bunch of times out at the Trout Forest next weekend, and I mostly can't wait for people to see them for the first time, because I remember, you know, when my mind got blown, and I can't wait to see the looks on people's faces when they see all this noise coming out of those two guys and just a beautiful sound. Oh, I'm so excited. From their latest 100th Street Blues, we heard End Up This Way. They've got a new record, though, that's, I don't know when it's properly coming out, but I bet we'll hear some songs on the weekend. You know what? We're gonna call up the artistic director of that fine Trout Forest Music Festival in just a minute. But first, here's another guy I'm super excited to see, because you know it feels like I never ever see him anymore, and I kind of miss the scrawny little bugger. Looking forward to once again seeing after many years of absence out at the Trout Forest, our old pal Del Barber.
Silhouettes in the world gets too pretty from the petty regrets. There's a trace of red left in the sky tonight. The water in the fields is turning to wine. The rivers are flowing, the city can't sleep, and the water's rising like a secret you can't keep. And every year it's the same strange feeling. I've always had a hard time in a straight line. Three headlights on a sea and break, cut down the darkness and paint the way. I'm westbound, chasing my own tail again. Well, the snow has disappeared just past Capel. I've been rolling into Jasper, but for too long now. I've been stolen by Alberta so many times I've lost count. I've always had a hard time walking in a straight.
There he is, the pride of English Manitoba, Mr. Del Barber. and the pride of Leaf Rapids, Manitoba. Devin Latimer on the phone. Hi, Devin Latimer.
Hey, Jeff Robson. What's happening?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. We actually went and visited last in the springtime. We were out.
You were out at Roots at Rusty's, weren't you?
Yeah, we did Roots at Rusty's, and then we went and visited Dell the next day. He took the kids for a horse ride. He's quite a fellow.
He's not so bad, that kid.
He's a pretty good guy for sure. It was awesome.
That's where Steve defaced Carrie's theremin. It looks all broken now.
Yeah, doesn't it look amazing?
Yeah, it actually looks pretty cool. Yeah,
it's pretty awesome for sure. Yes, now, he did a great job.
I know you're not on the bill, but will we see that theremin out at the Trout Forest Music Festival coming up on the weekend? Do you think?
I don't think
we're
the
not
theremin's
throwing it in the bowler.
The trip.
Really?
No, I don't think. Well, you never know. Like sometimes it's just there, anyways. But I don't think there's any. She's not playing with anybody in particular, so it might not make the trip. It all depends.
Artistic director. She just can't get a gig out there, I guess.
No. Nope. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's tougher, actually.
Tough.
She might have thought it was going to get easier, but she's got to prove herself even more.
How many years have you been doing this now, Devin, this Trout Forest thing? I was trying to figure that out.
My daughter's 11, so this is my 12th festival.
12 years.
That's how I keep track. Yeah, it's my 12th one. I know.
You're not getting bored and ready to retire and turn things over to me yet?
I'm not. Sorry, buddy.
Okay.
I'm actually enjoying it more all the time. Super fun.
You know,
they're never getting rid of me. I figure I have tenure out there now.
It's funny when you go to festivals, like the artistic directors, they always look grouchy and like they're working hard, except for you and Terry Wickham in Edmonton.
I don't understand
Terry Wickham. It doesn't.
I know. Yeah. Like, I don't understand how you could be grouchy after. Like, I look forward to this more than anything.
Yeah, and it's funny. Even when little conflicts or little problems pop up, you just kind of shrug your shoulders and go,
"Well, what are you going to do? You know, weather or somebody doesn't show up. It's, you know, some stupid musician's acting like it. Whatever. It's just got to roll with it." No, I'm determined to make sure this is a stress. I'm sure I ain't doing it for the money. Let me tell you.
Well, I mean, something as fun as what you do, you know, you'd almost do it for free. I mean, I would.
Yes, but, I would too.
But I guess you shouldn't say that. You see, because now the next board meeting they'll go. Yeah. Devin said he'd do it for free. So,
so why are we paying him?
Yeah, you got to be careful. But all right, tell me what you got lined up here, because I know you got some exciting things. We just talked about the May Hemingways. Thank you for booking the May Hemingways.
Yeah, that was definitely partially due to you for sure. I finally made it out to see them.
Oh, you went
live.
And saw them? Yeah.
Yeah, last fall, it was like a Tuesday night at the time change.
Yeah.
Me and Kelly White were in the audience, and that's it.
Well, was that the time when, I don't know, there was another show going on and we came late?
There was another one.
Yeah, we were at James McMurtry or something.
Something like that. There was something going on, plus it was a Tuesday night. So, but, you know, they handled it like pros and they were great anyway, so I figured they definitely deserved a booking out of that.
Yeah, they're so terrific. And
yeah, they really are.
You know,
it's great.
They kind of covered, like, they got the folk, but yet they got that rockin' energy. It's just,
So I booked another Peterborough band that we all know, the Weber Brothers.
Oh, my God.
And so,
aren't you kicking off the festival with with the Webers and the May Hemingways together?
Electric City works up right off the top.
Burn things down before it even gets started.
That's what I figured. I figured we might as well that way. I mean, who could miss that workshop?
6 o'clock
May Hemingways
on Friday.
And the Weber Brothers.
You know what? The thing is, I'm always late getting out there, but this year, that's not happening.
Right. I figured this is going to make sure nobody's late.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be there Friday afternoon for sure to make sure. So, 6 p.m., Electric City, May Hemingways, Weber Brothers. And then right after that, I have your other buddy, Del Barber, in a workshop with Ridley Bent and Richard Inman and Matt Patterchuk from Alberta.
He's terrific. Yeah, I like that guy.
Yeah, he's great. He's really, really great. Caught him live a couple times because we're label mates at the old Black Hen.
That's right.
Music place. And a little cowboy workshop after the Weber Brothers. And if there's any stage left after that workshop.
Yeah,
the cowboy country.
Tell me about the next ones. I don't know the next couple of acts.
So the Fitzgeralds are so that's the Golden Oldies Workshop. They're like a fiddling step dancing trio from the Ottawa Valley. So they're like Ottawa Valley step dancers,
like the Leahy family or what?
Kind of, yeah, in the same vein, I think, you know, very similar, that whole Ottawa Valley area. Who did I have last time that, oh, I had another gal 5 or 6 years ago from that did the same. But anyway, this is a family that comes out and do it, so they're going to come out and do their performance. They're also going to teach you and me how to Ottawa Step Valley.
Well, they're not probably going to teach me, because that would take longer than the festival.
You're signed up. I've already signed you up for it, so you're in it.
Good.
Just make sure you're there. Family stage, 3 p.m. Saturday.
All right.
And then In With The Old is a bluegrass band from Saskatchewan.
Okay.
So a really hot young bluegrass band from Saskatchewan that I know has played a few bluegrass festivals in Saskatchewan and Alberta. So that's them. They're doing some golden holdies.
Yeah.
And then right after that is a workshop called the Golden Horseshoe, which so just a bunch of people from the Golden Horseshoe, which I think is, you know, Toronto and that sort of area. So Jada Kelly, Michael Johnson, and his buddy King Creosote, and Joey Landreth.
Yeah.
They're going to have it in a workshop. So quite a series of workshops right off.
That's pretty crazy, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then the Electric Beavers. Awesome.
They were out there before, weren't they?
They were. They're from Ear Falls.
Yeah.
They're a great blues trio, power blues trio from Ear Falls. He runs the Whiskey Jack Tavern as well.
Oh, really?
They run that tavern the rest of the year.
So many of our friends play there. I mean, Scott Nolan just played there, I think, last night or something.
Yeah, almost anybody who goes through that territory pretty much ends up playing there. All the buds, we played there once, and most people have. And then the Micah Ehrenberg shutting her down on Friday night. So that's just the kickoff night.
Wow.
And then, then there's just,
feeling spent already, and the day hasn't even started yet.
I know, yes, the weekend hasn't even started. We haven't even gotten the main stage going yet.
I know, that's crazy.
Yeah. So, Tara Lightfoot coming, and who else do we got besides all those? Ridley Bent is coming out with the 8-piece band.
I'm trying to figure out what all those pieces could be. I don't know, is there a guy
There's Ridley Chris.
Playing the spoons, or what?
Pedal steel. And then Mark Arnault on keys, drums, bass, and a couple of singers. And this fiddle, Jeremy Penner on fiddle. So, yeah.
Okay.
It might even be a 9-piece band at some point, I think, depending on who's singing.
Yeah, you could just slip up there. He would never notice. There's so many people on that stage anyway.
Exactly. I'll just go hit a tambourine.
Yeah,
maybe
do
we
it.
Should both do it. Me
do
and
it.
You.
I'm good with an egg shaker, but that's about it.
Awesome. Right on. Yes, it's going to be super fun. Richard Inman's coming out.
Oh, he's like, we saw him in Brandon a couple of weeks ago, and he's the human jukebox. Like, is there any song that he doesn't know?
We had a lot of great boys.
Crazy.
Good guy. Great front man. Yeah. He's going to, Jenny Burkle, Quentin Blair, Justin Lacroix. Finally got Justin coming out.
Yeah.
All sorts of good times, Jeff.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And you going to do some hosting for us?
I don't know. Well, I'm hoping so. I mean, I was just going to get up there and start talking and hope you didn't notice, but thanks for asking.
Yeah. We'll get you going. We'll discuss time on Friday. How about when I see you out there?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
We'll figure it out. Right on.
It's funny. You have a times changed workshop at 1:15 in the afternoon. Is that still too early for the times changed crowd?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
I like it when they're a little uncomfortable.
It's about time they got a little bit of a shock. So yeah, it probably is.
And that's with Micah and Ridley Bent and Quentin Blair.
Right, Sunday afternoon.
That looks pretty good.
That'll be good, I think.
Yeah,
some of the Saturday afternoon workshops, I think, are going to be, the Weber Brothers with Tara Lightfoot and Jada Kelly. The Weber Brothers and Tara Lightfoot's band are just two powerhouses, so that's gonna be quite a main stage workshop for sure.
Yeah.
And then Ridley Bent pairing up with Ryan Bolt. Forgot I had Ryan Bolt from the Deep Dark Wood.
Forget that.
Yeah, I know. And also doing a workshop with Ridley Bent and his band with Ryan Bolt and Richard Inman.
Wow.
Crazy. And the JD and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, yeah, they're
11-piece band. They're bringing 11 of them.
Wow.
The last stage plot I saw. So that'll be mayhem.
No kidding.
Can't wait to throw that one on the stage manager.
Let's hope they're as easygoing as you are.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
They are. Those Hamilton boys are usually pretty pretty good about things.
Yeah.
Keep things running smoothly. That's why I get to have a good time. It's like
no kidding.
Everybody out there has been doing this festival for even longer than me, so I just let them handle it. Once I get out there, I figure my work's done.
Yeah.
I'm just there to have a good time.
Yeah, you know, you always put together, and like the main stage is only operating on Saturday night, and you always put together an incredible lineup, like that rivals any festival in the country. So you started off with Johnston and Creosote, which I know is going to be mm-hmm. wonderful. You guys are huge King Creosote fans, are you not?
Big, yeah, love him. And, of course, love everything that Michael does. You know,
absolutely.
I love the Skydiggers and pretty much every project that he's been in.
Yeah.
And, yes, and super big King Creosote fan, so it was great that they decided to do a project together and decided to try to come this way in August this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we should mention that they'll be playing in town for anybody who doesn't make it out there or wants to see him again, hey?
Please do, yes. August 15th, we're actually going to do, Leaf Rapids is going to do a show with them. August 15th at the Times Change, Tuesday night, so please do give that many plugs and everybody come out for that too. It'd
yeah.
be great. This is King Creosote is a huge name in his homeland, especially in Scotland, but really all over the UK. So the chance to see this guy in this kind of environment is pretty special for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Anyways, I was talking about Saturday. Then you got those Fitzgeralds that we talked about, the Joey Landreth
yeah.
trio,
yeah.
which is awesome. And I don't know who plays in his trio, but are they basically brothers Landreth?
I don't think Dave's playing with him there. I think it'll either be, I forget her name, the bass player that he often has with him. There's a female, or Paul Yee.
Okay, well,
so it'll be somebody on bass, somebody on drums. And then I've heard Mark Arnault is also playing with him, so it'll actually be a Joey Landreth quartet.
False advertising.
Yes, exactly, yeah. I don't know if I should hold them to that or not. but that's just what I've heard. Since Mark's going to be out there anyways playing with Ridley Bent, I think sometimes he plays with Joey. So.
Right. Okay. And then we got Tara Lightfoot. Is she bringing any players with her?
Full band, yeah.
Really?
Band. Yeah.
Wow. Full,
and her band is killing.
I know.
Yeah. If it's just, yeah. So it'll be, that's going to be yet another amazing set for sure.
Yeah. And then you got the Ridley Bent show, which we talked about. Yeah. And then the Weber Brothers ending things off. They are the baddest band in the land. That's for sure.
They really are, aren't they?
Yeah. It's quite a show. So
they never cease to amaze those guys. Oh yeah, it's going to be a great lineup. I think it's going to be a great night.
Now here's what I don't get, Devin. How can you get such a great lineup for like $65 or something? That was 65 advance or $80 at the gate, which is still that's pretty crazy.
Pretty cheap, eh?
For the lineup that you got and three stages of entertainment. And, you know, I love the interactive element. You got the family stage there. You got the workshops where people can go. And in a very low-pressure kind of a way, you can learn. You got the open mic where a lot of people go and just play a song and
yeah,
in a very
a
welcoming environment.
Yeah.
And there's some family entertainers and stuff. It's pretty crazy that you can get all that for $80.
It is. It's ridiculous. Really, it's like highway robbery.
Yeah.
Come and rob us.
Yeah. So you can get those. You still get those at the Times Changed?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe. And if you're, you know, if you're having any problems getting tickets anywhere, just go online.
Yeah, that's. I saw that.
It's paper tickets.
It's easier to get them online now. Yeah.
Everybody can get them. Yeah. There's. So just because a venue is out of tickets, of course, doesn't mean the festival sold out. They just might ran out of their own tickets. So please go online and get them and come on down.
Yeah, and people, most people camp out there, and I don't camp. I'm not a camper, but we handled the camping out there. It's pretty low key. You don't have to be a great outdoorsman to survive out there.
You don't, do you?
No.
As long as, you know, like you said, it's only a couple of nights, and you just got to get through. There's great food on site now.
Yeah.
Is anything else? There's a shower. If you really want a shower, if you just can't jump in the lake one day, there's everything you need out there for sure.
And it's a cool little site. If people have never seen it, it's just this it's this great little site where you can actually swim in the lake and see the main stage at the same time. Not just hear it, but you can actually see it, which I think is bonkers.
Bring a little pool noodle. Float in the lake and watch music all day long.
Yeah.
It is. It's all there, man.
So so you'll be out there with the whole family. I know it's a great family festival, too. That's the thing. Oh, my God. Kids can, they can't really get into much trouble out there.
Yeah, our kids just run around. We pretty much just let them run around there since it's we've had them out there. Yes, they can just, they basically take over the place and they can't really get into much trouble.
Yeah. You know?
So yeah, it is, it's nice. And you're never too far from your tent and your supplies. You don't have to bring the whole day with you, like bigger festivals. You can just come out for a few hours. You're only a few minutes from your tent and all of your supplies. So.
And so it's a little, it's a bit of a drive. It's, you know, you just go past Kenora and then you turn left somewhere and you're good.
Yeah, Vermilion Bay.
So what does it take us, like 5 hours or something like that?
Yeah, 4.5, I think, if the traffic's good. Allow 5.5 just in case of construction or something.
There's
like
always
that.
Always construction on that highway, but yeah, but it's never been too bad, especially on the weekend, you know.
Yeah. You don't want to go too fast. There's a lot of wildlife on that road, especially
north. That's what I was going to mention. Like years and years I've been traveling Canada. I never saw a moose until I went to the Trout Forest, and we see it almost every year. I think I don't know whether you pay that moose to be out there or not.
We do, but yeah. She's part of the.
It definitely part is of part of the allure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. So a couple more questions. Number one, before when we get out of here, do you have an artist that you're most looking forward to that we can spin a song from? Or
well, like you said, I really am looking forward to having Michael Johnson and King Creosote out this festival. I just love them. I really love Ryan Bolt. I love Richard Inman. You know, it's really hard for me to pick anybody. But as far as just the singer-songwriters, some of those morning workshops that I'm really looking forward to are, you know, both Saturday morning, I've got Ryan Bolt, Richard Inman, Michael Johnson, and Cream Creosote in a morning workshop in the tavern. And then Sunday morning is Joey Landreth, Tracy Kay, and Tara Lightfoot. Those are going to be some fine workshops.
No kidding.
Yeah. So I love it all out there. I feel like I just get to get a budget to have a big party of people I love.
No kidding. It's a tough job.
It is. Yeah.
All right. Well, while we got you on the line, what's going on with Leaf Rapids? Are you going on tour with Richard Thompson anytime soon?
I wish.
He was watching your set in Brandon like a hawk and seemed to be loving it. And then I see these pictures of you schmoozing with the guy in the trailer afterwards.
Yeah, I know. Yes, we didn't know that. We definitely would have. We're going to play a song of his tonight, actually, in Gimli. We were going to throw one of his songs into our set. We had already asked him if it was okay. But then we ran out of time. Something happened with the time on that set in Brandon. There was a few technical difficulties. But no, our Leaf Rapids land is just, we're in Gimli tonight. And then we are opening for Tom Cochran and Lynn Lake
Woo-hoo.
In a couple of weeks, which will be quite the weekend, which is my hometown and his hometown.
Yeah.
So that's how that gig came about. And then we're back in the studio. We're starting to make the next record with Rusty Matthias.
Oh, really?
Going to help us out, yeah.
Oh, that is a good choice. I think so. He has put some magic into some records as of late.
I don't think you can go wrong.
That's an interesting choice for you guys.
I think so. Yeah, it's been fun already. Really? We've had a meeting. We're going to start recording actually tomorrow.
No kidding.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah, just chip away at it slowly.
Now, Carrie, I don't know whether she was joking or something. She said something about a Nathan gig in December. I just want to hold your feet to the fire here and say that.
No,
I'd like to see that happen.
Rumor to that effect as well. If that's actually happening, that we better confirm it soon, because I have to start practicing like now to get ready for a Nathan gig in December. But yes, I've heard something to that effect. I'm sure once it's confirmed, there'll be more about that.
Well, keep us tuned in. I don't know if you know.
It's one of our very good friend's birthday, and I think that's what's putting it together.
I won't let
the whole cat out of the bag just yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's not me, because my birthday was in June, but, you know, one of these days.
There you go.
Okay. Well, we'll keep us peeled. I don't know if you know, but I'm a bit of a Nathan fan, so.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay. One of our best fans.
All right, so troutfest.com if you want all the details on this fine festival, or just, you know, just kind of show up. It's that kind of laid-back festival that you can just kind of show up and figure it out.
Totally.
I love it.
Do it.
All right, well, thanks for having us, and we're really looking forward to it. Next weekend, Ear Falls kicks off Friday night at 6 o'clock, and then I don't know if we mentioned this time, but it's done early on Sunday night, so most people just head back to the city, and you're still back in the city before dark.
It's done at 4 on Sunday, so yes, you can definitely make it back to the city before it's dark, exactly.
Crazy.
Right on.
All right, I'm looking forward to it. I know you are as well, and always a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right.
We'll see you this weekend.
I'm looking forward to it. So so I was going to play a King Creosote song. I know you guys are big fans, and I know Carrie has mentioned before that she loves this one. So we'll play Cargill, and then maybe we'll play something from the Johnston record as well.
Nice stuff.
All right. Thank you, sir.
See you, man. Bye-bye.
Busy with my hands, Cargill, you'll have me round the bend. Cargill, you're pulling all the strands of my heartstrings entangled in your net. My locks turn thrown, always the keys. A sister on each arm, strong of shoulder, weak at the knees. Cargill, I'm the finest catch that you'll land. Cargill, don't presume to understand the dread of counting on the fleet, the sudden thrill of seeing you're safely back. Your catch has fallen at your feet. Cargill, do not presume to understand the dread of sounding the alarm, the sudden thrill of seeing you safely back. Cargill, I'm the finest luck that you've charmed. Cargill, do not presume to understand the dread of counting on the fleet, the sudden thrill of seeing you safely by. Cargill, I'm the finest catch that you land. Cargill, you charm. Cargill, I'm the finest catch that you want. One.
Shining through, I'm Willie was tall and broad with a long red mane. First time she called, first time he came. Well, his lines weren't straight, but his heart was true. Papa said, girl, it was meant for you. Well, I still remember that rumbling sound. All 4 feet coming off the ground. And he ran like the rivers and the tumbling streams. And out of his nose came a white hot steam. Hey! Black storm brewing in the sky. There was a time when the storm brewed behind her eyes. And the Tennessee Walker walked by her side. And I swear that horse might have saved her life. There was a cut up leg and a whinnying sound. Bright red blood on the snow white ground. Well, she held his head and he closed his eye. When that horse fell down, little piece of her died.
Yep.
Well, we dug a hole, Lord, him in the ground. Piled smooth round stones all around. You better tip your hat if you're driving by to the best damn horse ever lived or died. Well, he was tall and broad with a long red mane.
Tennessee Walker.
First time she called, first time he came. Straight, but his heart was true.
The Tennessee Walker.
Papa said, girl, he was meant for you. Papa said, girl, he was meant for you. Papa said, girl, he was meant for you.
Isn't that pretty? I think so. That's Matt Patterchuk there from his latest album, I Was So Fond of You. And that was called Tennessee Walker. Did you recognize that that lovely voice there? I don't know. It was Anna Eggy singing along so sweetly on that track. I enjoyed that a whole lot. I don't think Anna will be out at the Chart Force, but I know that Matt will, and he's pretty swell. I do like him. So I think that's going to be fun to see him again out there. We heard Jada Kelly in there before that. Can I make an admission? I don't think I've ever seen Jada Kelly before. I've always meant to. I've had a couple of close calls. Where I was supposed to, or could have, or should have. But for one reason or another, I've always screwed it up. Well, thank you, Devin, for righting my wrong. Going to see Jada Kelly out there. We heard Mercy from her latest record, Love and Lust. Before that, we heard Joey Landreth from right here in Winnipeg, of those Landreth brothers, or the brothers Landreth, I guess they call themselves. Better Together from his solo EP, Whiskey, and always great to see him out there. That'll be fun. Before that, we heard King Creosote and Michael Johnston with a song called Will You Wait For Me from their collaborative record, The Bound of the Red Deer. And we started that set off with King Creosote himself from his album From Scotland With Love with a gorgeous song called Cargill. And I know that it's going to be a pretty swell time out at the Trout Forest Music Festival next weekend, my favorite weekend of the year. I just love it, love it, love it. And I hope you'll come out and see why. Troutfest.com if you want more info, or you can get yourself a ticket at Into the Music or Music Trade or Times Changed, pardon me. into the music, our times changed. And or you can get them online, troutfest.com. And like I said, I highly, highly, highly encourage you to do exactly that. All right, what are we going to play? Okay, here, I'll play. Sure, let's play this. Why don't we play that? Oh, no, let's play this one. Sure, why not? Speaking of artistic director Devin Latimer, he referred to his going project Leaf Rapids. They're playing tonight in the lovely little burg of Gimli, Manitoba, for their Alternative Folk Festival. And a nice little drive out there. It's going to be a beautiful night, I'm sure. You can get on out there. And a great lineup this year. Kicking things off at 6 is a guy who I've heard a lot about. Haven't seen him yet. One of these days I will. Mitchell Shimnowski is kicking things off. Then we got Nation of Two, Jesse Havey and Nathaniel Good. They just put they're just in the process of putting out, I guess, their first EP. Which is wonderful. Had a chance to pick up a pre-release copy at the Brandon Folk Festival last weekend, a couple of weekends ago. Then at 8 o'clock, it's our pals Leaf Rapids. And after that, it's Lindy. You like Lindy, don't you? And, yeah, Lindy goes out there fairly often. He's a good Icelandic boy. And so that'll be fun. And then Mike Ehrenberg and then Lanikai playing tonight. All for free. At the Gimli Rec Center there, and it'll be a fun night. And while you're out there, go to Alicia's for pierogies. Remember, Alicia's used to be on avenue that was, or no, it was a street. It was on McGregor. Was it McGregor? I don't know, something like that. They're out in Gimli now. Well, just a little past, and it's still great. So you should do that. Anyways, why don't we play something from those Leaf Rapids, and maybe some Lindy, and then we'll talk about other stuff. This is still my favorite, because I was one of only like two people that got to see it that wasn't in the band. The debut of Leaf Rapids here on UMFM for Pledge Ram in 2014, featuring Scott Nolan and Joanna Miller playing along. Oh, it's so good. Here's Leaf Rapids on Tell the Band to Go Home.
Is there a doctor in the house? I think I'm having trouble breathing. My heart's gotten cold, my grave just rolled. Is there a doctor in the house? Is there a poet in the crowd? I think I'm dying, but the bleeding is deep inside where reason hides. Is there a poet?
about that long.
Hi, this is Lindy, and you're listening to Tell the Band Not to Go Home on UFM, UFM, FM, UMFM. You are a what?
I'm witness to the sound of your beautiful voice. The limit we go, little by little, minute to minute we grow, and now that you know, it shows, I really can't think about it, up to the minute, straight past the limit we go. We fly, we live for the longing, we long for the living, we try, and maybe you know, and it shows, I really can't thank you enough for the love that you give me, it's all that I needed to know. When you think that you love somebody, ask somebody, cause it's all too hard to tell. You just wanna love somebody, it's nobody's fault when you're alone. I wanna hold on to you, because it's our time, time to come through for you. When you think that you love somebody, ask somebody, cause it's all too hard to tell. You just wanna love.
the Icelandic giant there, Lindy. He's huge. Have you ever seen that guy? And I say this knowing that I'm huge. He's even huger than me. Guy's got to be like 7 feet tall or something. He's crazy. Super nice guy. And, oh, man, so good. I still love that record from 2004. That album, Suspension of Disbelief, that was Witness. I started thinking about that album the other day. So good. And from from his 2013 record, Young Waverer, we heard The Limit. And you can catch Lindy tonight at the Icelandic Festival playing out there. I don't know whether he's got a band or playing by himself or what, but always great. Playing at 9 o'clock there tonight in Gimli. And before that, we heard Leaf Rapids, who are playing just before him. We heard Healin' Feelin' recorded live here at UMFM in 2014. And wow, was that ever great. You know what? We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. And, well, speaking of Leaf Rapids, we're going to take a little trip back in time, I think. Stick with us. Tell the band to go home. We'll return. Hopefully you will as well. Thanks for being here. Stick around.